John McCain received a polite reception from the NAACP at their annual meeting in Cincinnati today. Whether that will transfer to any votes coming from those in attendance is a different story. The GOP would-be nominee spoke to the nation's oldest civil rights organization, spotlighting his support for school vouchers to help low-income families send children to private or charter schools, a popular program among many blacks dealing with struggling public schools. But McCain began his speech on a humble note, apologizing for missing last year's NAACP convention and by giving rare praise to his Democratic Party opponent.
Don't tell him I said this, but he's an impressive fellow in many ways. He's inspired a great many Americans, some of whom had wrongly believed that a political campaign could hold no purpose or meaning for them. His success should make Americans, all Americans, proud. Of course, I would prefer his success not to continue quite as long as he hopes, but it does make you and me proud to know the country I've loved and served all my life, still a work in progress and always improving.
The bulk of McCain's speech was on education, and specifically on an issue that has popularity in many parts of the African-American community, vouchers to attend private schools. McCain mentioned the opportunity scholarships being used in Washington, D.C. by roughly 1,900 people, with thousands more on a waiting list.
In Washington, D.C., the Opportunity Scholarship Program serves more than 1,900 boys and girls from families with an average income of $23,000 a year. And more than 7,000 more families have applied for that program. What they all have in common is a desire to get their kids into a better school. Democrats in Congress, including my opponent, oppose the D.C. Opportunity Scholarship Program. In remarks to the American Federation of Teachers last weekend, Senator Obama dismissed public support for private school vouchers for low-income Americans as, quote, tired rhetoric about vouchers and school choice. All that went over well with the teachers' union, but where does it leave families and their children who are stuck in failing schools?
For years, President Bush skipped attending the NAACP convention, as did Senator McCain last year, and it's certainly enemy territory for any Republican. USA Today reported this afternoon that in a random survey of 138 people in attendance at the NAACP convention today, just one person said he or she was certain to vote for McCain. But McCain seemed comfortable in denouncing the public school establishment there.
We've heard it from politicians who accept the status quo rather than stand up for real change in our public schools. Parents ask only for schools that are safe, teachers who are competent, and diplomas that open the doors of opportunity. When a public system fails repeatedly to meet these minimal objectives, parents ask only for a choice in their education of their children. Some parents may choose a better public school. Some may choose a private school. Many will choose a charter school. No entrenched bureaucracy or union should deny parents that choice and children that opportunity.
Although there were few votes to acquire, Senator McCain's appearance perhaps wasn't designed to get any in the hall where he spoke. As USA Today reports, a study by political scientists at the University of Michigan and University of Texas after the 2000 election concluded that the appearance by then-Texas Governor George W. Bush before the NAACP helped him among some white voters, particularly women. Dr. Ada Fisher is the North Carolina National Committee woman-elect for the Republican Party and a congressional candidate running for office this fall. WMNF began our interview with her by asking if she could understand why some blacks would be reluctant to support Senator McCain after he failed to support congressional efforts to have a holiday named in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., votes that McCain has subsequently apologized for.
Well, I hope not. I think that the thing that I look for in the president was who's going to relieve the economic suffering, who's going to help us bring businesses back to our communities, who's going to be fair in addressing this question of illegal immigration, which negatively impacts upon the black community, and who's going to help us be competitive in a global economy.
Senator McCain did talk a lot about education today. He mentioned this in the speech that Barack Obama a few days ago had said that in previewing Senator McCain's speech, in Cincinnati today that we're going to hear a lot of tired rhetoric about vouchers. Senator McCain did talk about the fact that parents want a choice for their an education for their children. Some may want to choose a better public school. Some may choose a private school. Many choose a charter school. He also continued, no entrenched bureaucracy or union should deny parents that choice and children that opportunity. Obviously talking about vouchers. Do you think this has some resonance in the black community?
Well, if you go back to the Supreme Court decision that has to do with, I think it was in Cleveland, about the use of vouchers in the Cleveland school system, you must remember it was the NAACP and black parents who fought for those vouchers. And what the black community is saying across the country is that our children are not necessarily being well served by the system exists. We need to find something that works and give people the flexibility to use those things that work. One of the other things that happens is black people are very concerned about vouchers per se, because in the past the concern has been, how do we know that all children get access to those vouchers? And if they are presented to a school system, that the school systems will be required to take those vouchers for whom from whomever shows up. So I think that those are some of the issues that people have concern about.
Sure thing. John McCain today, when he began his speech, he was very gracious in giving praise to Barack Obama, which, you know, during this tough campaign, we haven't heard too much praise going from one candidate to the other. Let me ask you this, if I could, Dr. Fisher, supporting Senator McCain over Barack Obama, is that difficult in any ways for you personally?
Well, I support the candidate I think is going to do the best job for the community. I mean, Mr. Obama has several shortcomings in my view. Now, I must tell you, on the negative side, I have a personal bone to pick, because Obama, in his book about his father, talks about his use of drugs. And I think it's disingenuous of people to vote for someone as president when you will not allow a drug user to work in any secured facility or a nuclear facility. And yet we as a nation are willing to consider making someone president of the United States. I think that speaks very poorly. Bill Clinton said he smoked, but he didn't inhale. But he didn't come out and flagrantly say he used drugs. And if that's going to be our standards, God help us in nuclear facilities and security facilities, if we're going to let people go in there who have this kind of history. And this nation must be very careful when it lowers the bar on who and what it will accept.
Well, Dr. Fisher, let me just pick up on that. You mentioned Bill Clinton did not deny inhaling, or I guess he did deny inhaling, but that came up in his campaign. George Bush,
right.
There were many rumors about cocaine that he never really dismissed. So isn't that unfair to criticize Senator Obama for being forthright and honest about this?
Well, if you admit it, then that should disqualify you. Otherwise, we have to let all those people who worked in these, who applied for jobs in these facilities, work in those facilities. There is a reason that those rules are there. I was a detox director for 16 counties in North Carolina, so I have a great understanding about drugs and what they do to people. And I know that in moments of weakness, people tend to revert back to those things that they have used in the past. And I don't think it's disingenuous. I don't think it's fair. If I ran for president of the United States and I had that history, I would expect people to look at that very carefully. We cannot have a nation high on drugs and have the president as an example. I'm sorry, I disagree with that.